Welcome back to the Reclaiming Your Voice podcast. I am your host, Vernisa Williams. You may call me V. Today's message is going to be scripture heavy, okay? And I'm going to tell you how this message even came about. But first, if you do not know or you have not came over to YouTube, I just want to remind you that Reclaiming Your Voice podcast is on YouTube. Okay, so the handle is quite simple, Reclaiming Your Voice. See me in action, okay? Talk to me in the comments. Let me know how each and every episode speaks to you, how it encourages you, and has brought you closer to the Word of God, okay? So let's get started because I'm so excited about this episode. So for those who do not know, my day job is I work at a school district, and what happened was I was in the classroom with one of the students that I work with, and they were watching a YouTube video because it was just the afternoon and they was like winding down. The video began to teach about different large birds, what they eat, their wildlife, the difference from training one to another. And then the video showed three types of birds and how they are different regarding their claws. So I began to get really intrigued. So I'm watching it. And while I was watching it, I got this revelation. One bird is the falcon. And I'm going to look down if you're watching me on YouTube. I'm going to look down because I want to make sure these notes, I read them out. Okay. First bird is falcon. Now, falcons have long, slender, curved claws that enable them to grab mid-flight because falcons eat and prey on other birds. Okay. The next one is a hawk. Now, the hawk's claws are pale in color to blend within their environment. Hawks primarily eat fish. So they hunt the fish in murky waters, and because their claws are pale in color, it's camouflaged in the water. Here's a bird that I added that was not in the video. Sparrows. Okay, so sparrows have short claws that are small in size, less curved than compared to the other two birds that I mentioned. Their choice of food are berries, grain, seeds, and insects. What blew my mind about watching that video was it showed the different colors and the textures, if I can say that, the claw sizes and length of the birds. And it came to me, how intentional is God, who is the creator of you and I, who is the creator of the universe, how intentional is he to create the animals, the insects, all of his creation as intentional as he did to be able to survive in this world environmentally and also survive regarding provision? Every bird, every insect, all of his creation, God has designed to maneuver this world capable of receiving the provision that God has already put in place. Carefully designed his creation to know how to find its food, where to find the food, how to maneuver it, how to hunt. As I pondered on that revelation, that you and I, because I've done it often, how you and I continue to compare ourselves with what other people have, and we begin to agree with doubt and fear. We begin to agree with the insecurities that some of us has had since we've been in our youth. We begin to go through all these emotions, including jealousy and envy and pride, because we now are looking at God like, you did not do a good job with me. You left a lot of things out. Because I want to sing like someone, or I want to talk like someone, I want to write like someone. As if God makes mistakes. I dare to say that when we compare ourselves to everybody else, it is a slap in the face to God who created you and I. And the Word of God says, He created you and I uniquely and wonderfully made. He knows every hair, strand of hair on your head. He knows all about us. He knew us before we were placed in our mother's womb. He known us when we were still a spirit being, before he chose the shell. See, what you're looking at me, this is a shell. You look at yourself, it's just a shell. It's a host. Because before we came to the earth, we was our spirit. But we dare to believe that God made a mistake. He made a mistake because we should be doing the same thing another person should be able to do. We should be able to. We should be able to do all the things. Why? Why do we look at ourselves as not enough? Why do we stress ourselves out? Why do we cause anxiety to happen in our lives? Because we are choosing to not trust in our Creator, Jehovah God, how He placed so many gifts in us, how He put purpose and calling for each and every one of us, how He uses our personalities, our emotions. He used us, like I said, and so intentional to do the things that He called us to do, to do the things that you know that you do now. It didn't come from you. You didn't do it. Sure, it's some things are generational. Like with my mom, she was creative and she did hair and did other things. Okay, my first job was a hairdresser. Yes, some things passed down, but even with that, God gave my mom that gift. And it was His grace that He allowed that gift to continue to come through me. And it actually passed down to my children. Comparison, as I mentioned before in previous podcasts, this is another thing that will keep you and I stuck. This is something else that will feed off of evil desires of our flesh to want to be something that we are not, to be able to do things that we cannot. We were not designed to do it. We were not equipped to do it. And then we are not satisfied. We are not okay with how we were designed. So like I said, this episode is going to be scripture heavy. So the first scripture I'm going to read, and by the way, the scriptures that I'm reading from, I am using the ESV version, the English Standard Version, okay? So the first scripture is 2 Corinthians 10:12, and it reads, "Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding." I'll let that sink for a little bit. Yes. The Bible even talks about comparison. When you and I measure ourselves by one another and compare ourselves with one another, we are without understanding. We are lacking wisdom. God has equipped us with many gifts, natural gifts and spiritual gifts, to do what we need to do so that His provision will come from our hands whether that's the work that he gave us individually to do, even with everyone else, right? In the sense of community, when we put all of our gifts together and we could stand firm in how he designed us to do, and we have this gift and someone else have this gift, and we can bring those gifts together. I'm just saying, how can we continue to compare ourselves when we all was given special gifts so that we could function strategically and intentionally? The next scripture, Matthew 6, 26 through 27, and it reads, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Think about what I talked about in the beginning, the three birds that I mentioned. The falcon is not acting like a hawk, okay? The falcon is not going over there where the sea is, trying to get fish, okay? And the hawk is not up in the air, trying to reach for and grab all the birds that's flying by. They know exactly how they were designed, what they are supposed to prey on, and that allows them to provide for themselves, following the way the Lord created them. Creation is not confused. Creation is not out there comparing each other. I wish I was a fish. I wish I was a snake. Why am I a bird? I don't want these wings. I want to walk like a squirrel. I'd rather eat nuts. I'd rather fly. Like, they are not doing that. They are being obedient to their creator and keep the ecosystem going. They are not doing that. But that is what we do when we go on social media and we're scrolling. And it only makes us angry, frustrated, depressed, and anxious. And then, because you're probably thinking, I've been asking God what my purpose is. I've been waiting. I have not received an answer. What is it that you know what you can do now? What gift do you have now? Whether it's writing, whether it is singing, whether it's creating. It's something that you can do right now. And you wait and you nurture it and you manage it and you take care of it well so that God will begin to show you more in his time when you are ready, when you are okay with what you have and you're not complaining about what you already have, as you till the ground that you have already been given. On your path, God will begin to reveal to you more. That's a true testament of my life. I know it's true. I have two older brothers and I'm the baby. And growing up, I saw all the gifts that my mom and my two brothers, they have. They have multiple gifts. And the only gift I knew that I had at the time was from my mom. As I mentioned before, I knew how to do hair. And like yesterday, I remember I used to complain and complain. My brother know how to do this. My other brother know how to do that. My mom sew, knit, crochet, do all these things. Even know how to make moccasins, okay? All I know how to do is hair. That's it. But that wasn't true. And it wasn't my time to learn all the other things. It was not time for the Lord to cultivate all the other gifts that I have that's actually working now, that began to be revealed to me, 3 years ago? Doing a podcast? Are you serious? Knowing how to put all this together? Are you serious? Being a content creator? Are you serious? But guess what? It all came from that gift of being a creative. Only God knew how far he was going to stretch that for this time, for where he was calling me. Do not despise small beginnings. Your Father knows what he is doing. He designed you intentionally for every good gift that he has for you. The next one, James 3:16. "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. When we compare ourselves, we open our hearts to envy and jealousy. We open up our hearts to become raw and sensitive to all the insecurities that we have. And we begin to see ourselves as not enough. We go on these job interviews and we're trying to make these big choices. We're trying to move up in the ladder, or we're trying to do different things. And we get so close. And now we're having an identity crisis. Now, somehow, we don't know who we are. We are not confident in the gifts and the talents that God has given us. Now we're freaking out because of this job. Now we're freaking out for new opportunities. And now bitterness and all those ugly things are coming in. It's a trick. It's a setup. It's a trap. When we are not in line with what God has designed for us, when we are not in agreement with the Lord regarding our lives, we're going to fall. We are going to go into these other spaces. Now we're catty, and now we're saying all this stuff, and now we're starting chaos. Chaos is building within ourselves. And now we want to go home and put blankets over our head, and then we start our next day. We refuse to believe that God designed us with intention. He designed us with precision, with our future in mind. Next scripture, 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you didn't receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? I personally appreciate when I have people in my life who can see my blind spots, who encourage me and let me know what they see within me. Because I can have a bad day. And I can fight with my insecurities, but when I have people in my life to remind me of who I am, to remind me how much of a blessing I've been to them, or remind me of, girl, you are right, and that was a good job, and all the things, right? I am grateful for those friends. I am grateful for opportunities that even come along that remind me of what's inside of me. Who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? All that you have received, all that you have been given from the Lord is enough. Whether he have revealed it to you more than he did last month, last year, whether you are in a place that you see so much growth in you, and now you're experiencing gifts that you did not realize you have, where you are in the season of your life now, you have enough to do the very thing that God has you to do. You have it. And as time go by, he will show you more. And he will show you more. You are enough. And right now in your life, he has given you enough. Psalms 138:8. The Lord will fulfill his promise for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Listen, scripture says that he would never leave you or forsake you. And he also will not forsake the gifts, the abilities, the talents that he has given you. My question for you is, will you recognize the gifts and the talents that he has given you so that you can take those gifts and take those talents, do the work with it, multiply the gifts and talents that he has given you so that he will receive a return in his investment? You are an investment to him. Jesus died for you to free you from the weight of sin so that you can receive his Holy Spirit, and his Holy Spirit will help you to utilize the gifts that God has given you so that you can do the will of the Father. Don't waste time looking at what everybody else has and what you don't have. That's a poverty mentality, and that will only bring lack in your life. When your Father is a Father of abundance, and he has given you and I gifts and talents so that we can live out an abundant life. Listen, I am on this other branch of my journey of living out that abundant life. I am not there yet. I am going to experience that as I continue to reclaim my voice. But just know, the gifts that he has given you are without repentance. Some of you may be thinking that you wish you had someone in your life when you were younger to cultivate who's seen the gifts in you. Maybe you would have been further along. Maybe you would have not been in the same situation. Look where you are now and discover the gifts that you have now. Be grateful for the gifts and the talents that you have now, the abilities that God has given you, and take action with those now. No more will we waste time comparing ourselves to other people. We are not going to allow thinking we don't have this or we don't have that. We are not going to do that no longer. If I was so-and-so, then I would be further along. If I had this and that, I would have. Okay. Here's the thing. If we complain where we are, our Heavenly Father, who is a good, good Father, may hold back with giving you the desires of your heart, which are his desires. That could be for another conversation. We want to honor God and appreciate what he already has given us. I know some people who are at jobs that they do not have a degree for. They do not have one certificate. But guess what? God utilized the gifts that he has already placed inside of them, as long with the help of the Holy Spirit. And they do better work. I'm just saying it. They do better work than those who went to school. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Trust what he has already done in you. He will complete the work that he has started in you. But will you stop comparing yourself to other people? And here's the thing too, because this just popped in my head. If you have been avoiding trying out new things, you may need to listen to this episode twice. Because many times the very thing that we are ignoring to try because we are afraid of change could be the path that you need to walk down so you can discover more of the gifts that he has given you. God used this podcast to deliver me from not liking the sound of my voice. I just didn't want to talk a lot. I used to just get tired of hearing myself speak. And now, at times, I can't shut up. I am telling you The very thing that God put inside of you could be the very thing that can bring you freedom in an area of your life. But if you're comparing yourself to this person and that person, you're going to miss it. You are going to miss it. April the 20th, the Reclaiming Your Voice podcast turned 3. If I was walking around allowing my insecurity about my voice, about my facial expressions, to keep me from allowing God to use what He chooses to be a vessel to deliver me from the insecurity of me not liking my voice, this podcast would not be here, and I would not be free from the insecurity of my voice. I'm just saying, your freedom also could be on the other side of you ending the game of comparison. My prayer for you is that you will begin to have gratitude with every gift, every ability, every talent that you have, and ask Him to show you how to use the gifts that He has given you. I pray that you will reconsider how you have been judging yourself. You have been looking through an unhealthy lens, a distorted lens concerning yourself and how God sees you and what He has placed inside of you. You, my sister, you, my brother, has been uniquely and intentionally designed by the hand of God. I encourage you to read the scriptures that I mentioned for yourself. I will add them into the show notes. Read them for yourself. Meditate on them yourself. You will begin today to use the gifts that God has given you. No matter how great or small, use what you have. And by faith, allow Him to multiply it. As always, now and after, be well and peace out.